Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So Jeremy Allen White, the star of The Bear, was in our studio Friday. I got a chance to talk to him right after the show, which ends at 2 o'clock, but I was doing my show Friday from home. A fact that I discovered that he was going to be in the studio once the interview started.
Where am I?
Studio D.
Studio D.
Oh, you're in Chicago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're in the studio?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow, I'm missing the album. My family's going to kill me. You are not there with the actor doing the show that everybody is talking about in Chicago.
I feel like we're together.
And do you have any sense of what a hit this show is in Chicago? I know that it's America's favorite summer pastime, but in Chicago, it's that and then some.
I'm getting a sense of it. I've been here for about 2 days. It's my first time being in Chicago since the show's come out, and there's a lot of Hey Chefs going on.
Yeah, no kidding. Have you been out? Are people calling you? Because I would imagine that people would always call you Lip, but maybe they now just say Hey Chef, huh?
Yeah, I'm still getting a little bit of both, but before it was always Lip all the time, and I'm getting a lot of Hey Chef. It's pretty cool.
You played a character, Lip, in that TV show Shameless, which was a South Side kind of show, and ran for 10, did I see that right, 10 years?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It was a terrific show.
Yeah, thank you, man.
It was exhausting, and it's funny because then the next show that a lot of us find you in is The Bear, where you play this chef, Carmi, and I like the way Rolling Stone put it, the most stressful thing on TV right now,
yeah, comma, I agree,
is also great. Yeah. And I thought, do you just want to play a show where you're a little more chill or where things are, I don't know, going better for the main character?
No, it's not as exciting.
I would imagine so, right? I mean, this must really be a really fun role to play, huh?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm allowed to play Carmi with such high stakes all the time because he's so invested and wrapped up in his identity as a chef and his success as a chef that it allows me to kind of like walk this tightrope with him all the time. It's pretty exciting.
I wonder sometimes what it's like on the set of a show where there's a lot of yelling and high energy. When they break, like, okay, cut, we got that. Just do people laugh or are they amped up? What I don't know how you guys would turn it on and turn it off. What's acting in a show like that?
You know, it depends. I think sometimes it's very easy to shake it off, but there are certain episodes like episode 7, we shot in sort of one long take. And we did it in about 4 takes. And everybody was very kind of like focused and solemn that day, I think, because we just knew how important it was.
What is it like on the set? Are you guys in an actual kitchen? You know, that Mr. Beef that we know in Chicago?
Yeah, totally. So we did spend a lot of time at Mr. Beef, but always the exterior. So we were on Orleans a lot, and we were in that parking lot a lot. But the kitchen itself, the back of house, we built that on stages here in Chicago. But it was really nice. I mean, so much of the show takes place in the kitchen, and we very rarely left that kitchen while we were shooting. So I don't know, it was similar, I think, to the experience of real kitchen workers where, you know, the industry is pretty crazy. Like, the commitment and the sacrifice of time is commendable. You're really spending 12, 14, sometimes 16 hours, in these kitchens. And we were spending a tremendous amount of time, in the little kitchen that we built out.
Are you hearing from people in the business? Are they saying you guys got it right?
Yeah, which is like the biggest compliment we could get. Because I think going into it, Chris Storr is the creator of the show. We really said, even before shooting the pilot, if we can make a show that really seems authentic to cooks and chefs and back of house, then we've succeeded. And I didn't think it would connect with this many people. You know, I thought we'd find like a little niche audience that was big enough that we could keep doing more seasons of the show. I'm really overwhelmed by just how many people seem to connect with the story. It's wonderful.
Why do you think that's happening? What's going on here?
I mean, I can only speculate, but I think it's a couple things, maybe. What struck me in reading the show was just how human it is. You know, I think at the end of the day, the show is about sort of overcoming grief and just humans trying to change and change for the better. And I think that was really interesting to me in reading it. And then the subject matter and the environment, I think, is really interesting to a lot of people. And so many people have been through that environment, you know, whether it was as a server or a host or a manager or a barista, whatever it is. I think like so many people at one time or another have gone through a similar space, you know, so there's something to kind of like get you connected to it.
A lot of people have worked in restaurants, that's for sure. Yeah. And it seems to me, I'm just scratching my head now, I wonder though how many shows were shot from, as you say, the back of the house. Mm. It would seem to me like, you know, the action would be in the dining area at the front, and who wants to do a show or watch a show about everybody screaming at each other in a greasy kitchen? Mm-hmm. Especially since this isn't even Michelin star food, although your character plays a Michelin star chef. It's that would be my one little quibble with the show. I said to my wife a couple times, they're making beef sandwiches.
Yeah.
What's the drama? Why are you guys all wrapped up in this? We know how to make a beef sandwich in Chicago, and it's a thing of beauty, but it doesn't merit this much hostility or energy. What do you think of that?
I don't think that's correct. I think I look at every business and restaurant really as a miracle now. It's incredibly difficult to get a restaurant up and running and then to keep it consistent and filled with customers, keep customers coming back and keep new customers coming in. Something's going wrong all the time. Nothing's ever going the way that you want it to go. I don't care if it's a fast food restaurant or the French Laundry. The pressure in these places are real, and livelihoods are at stake all the time.
I got to wrap this up. Have you cut yourself? Those are real knives in the kitchen, aren't they?
Yeah, those are real knives. I got pretty lucky. I lost a couple pieces of my fingernails, but nothing too serious, no.
And can you preview for us what's going to happen in season two?
I don't know, and I'm being completely honest. You know, we got picked up like 2 weeks ago. I think the writer's room maybe opened a couple days ago. I hope we see the construction of the Bear. You know, I hope we see the construction of Carmi's kind of dream restaurant. I hope to see Carmi kind of receive all the notoriety that he craves. And then I'm curious to see how he'll react to that.
They don't ask you for storyboard ideas. They don't say, okay, how is this going to go? You're laughing like, what a stupid question. You're the star of the show. I think you can throw some weight around now.
No, I look at myself. Sometimes I think in a similar way that Carmi looks at himself. I'm a tool. I'm just like a piece. The show is much bigger than one person, you know.
You are the star of a really well-cast show. And thanks for putting Chicago in two consecutive hit series. It's been fun to watch.
I love it here. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Just a nice guy. And then he taped an interview with Dane Neal as well and just gave us all the time that we needed and was nice to the staff, as I understand it, although I was at home that day missing all of the rock star excitement of him being in town because he was such a good character and Shameless. You loved him there. You were rooting for him there. You wanted him to beat his demons and succeed. And we'll see how the next season that it's been picked up for the Bear goes. But a nice guy in our studio. And listening back to that interview, of course the action is in the back of the room. I'm like, who wants to watch a show in a greasy kitchen? I thought, well, that's what all these competition cooking shows are. It's about the production of the food and the drama. That's where the real drama takes place. So he didn't call me out on that. But listening back to it, I thought, yeah, I think the show I was imagining in the dining room is boring. That is an exciting show. It's exhausting.